If we die, the duration of the suffering and problems of this life is very short. If we die today, they end today. If we die tomorrow, they end tomorrow. However, since the duration of the suffering and problems of future lives is endless, the freedom and happiness of our future lives are vastly more important than the freedom and happiness of this one short life. So we're focused on the wrong thing. That's basically what Buddha's saying. Don't waste your life focused on this life like an animal. Use your life, this extraordinary, meaningful, precious human life that's appearing for us with every good, favorable condition. And that includes suffering. Suffering for us is a favorable condition because without suffering in our life, we would never generate the mind of renunciation. We need courage. We need courage to see the truth of suffering. Then suffering's helping us. The suffering you're experiencing right now in your life, and everybody listening is experiencing suffering in their life, whether it's loss, sickness, anxiety, there's suffering, loneliness. Through Buddhist kindness, it's helping us. We think, no more, no more. I'm going to protect myself from all suffering forever through the kindness of the mind of renunciation. So what's the conclusion? With the words, you should know sufferings, Buddha encourages us to use our present human life to prepare. To prepare for the happiness and freedom of countless future lives. So in the actual meditation, Geshe-la uses the words, prepare protection now. Prepare protection now. Is that what we feel we're doing moment by moment by moment during the day? Preparing protection for what's coming. So this is how renunciation helps us. Renunciation pushes us to use our life in the most meaningful way. Mentally, we're talking about mentally. Those who do this are truly wise. So Venerable Geshe-la then, in two paragraphs, explains what's going to happen in the future. So there are six realms, worlds, in which we can be born, that appear to us through our karma, and three lower realms and three higher realms. It doesn't matter which realm we appear ourselves in. Suffering is all we experience. So in the request to the Lord of all lineages prayer, there's such an important, well, they're all important verses, but relevant to this, where Venerable Geshe-la teaches us, he says, in this cycle of impure life, samsara, there is no real protection from suffering. Wherever I am born, either as a lower or higher being, I will have to experience only suffering. So it doesn't matter where we're born, in the hell realms, the hungry ghost realm, the animal realm, just suffering. In the demigod realm, God realm, and in the human realm, our life's the nature of suffering. whether I am born either as a lower or higher being, I will have to experience only suffering. So if we let the truth of suffering, you should know sufferings. Buddha's telling us what's coming so we can get out, so we can escape, so we can say goodbye to the incessant suffering of impure life. What's the alternative? Pure life. Pure life coming from wisdom and compassion instead of incessant impure life coming from ignorance. So then Venerable Geshe-la spends time on the human realm, and he explains about birth, aging, birth, sickness, aging, death, and the sufferings involved in these. And then he explains about sufferings we experience at other times, the sufferings of having to part with what we like, the suffering of having to put up with what we do not like, and the suffering of failing to satisfy our desires. So we'll do more on this next week. But I just wanted, in the birth section, Venerable Geshe-la says, although we are most vulnerable in the first few weeks of our life, our pains do not cease as we grow up. We continue to experience various kinds of suffering throughout our life. And the reason I wanted to read this is because there's a beautiful analogy. Just as when we light a fire in a large house, the heat from the fire pervades the whole house, and all the heat in the house comes from the fire. So these two things, the heat from the fire pervades the whole house, and all the heat in the house comes from the fire. Venerable Geshe-la says, so when we take impure life, samsaric rebirth, life controlled by delusions, suffering pervades our whole life, and all the suffering in our life comes from having taken impure life, contaminated rebirth. Our human rebirth, contaminated by the poisonous delusion of self-grasping, is the very basis of our human suffering. Without this basis, there are no human problems.